questions 39 through 42. Listen to part of a talk on the radio about good eating habits.
Everyone is interested in improving their diet. Adding grains is one of the easiest ways. Many people in the United States have a growing concern about nutrition, so grains are often served in restaurants. And many grains are now available in grocery stores, too. Though for some, you still have to go to health food stores. You can stock up when you go, though, because uncooked grains keep a long time. You'll find that grains are easy to prepare. Many grains are as simple to cook as spaghetti. Barley, for instance, is just cooked in salted water. Remember, though, whole grain barley, the most nutritious kind, never will get as tender as spaghetti, no matter how long it's cooked. Grain-based salads are easy, too. Just use grains left over from a hot meal. You can even put together a grain salad hours before you need it, since grains don't wilt like lettuce does. But to get back to health factors, all grains are nutritious, and many have special benefits. Barley has very little fat. Some experts believe that it may even reduce cholesterol levels. Jasmine rice is also low in fat, and it has a bonus in its wonderful aroma, a very special fragrance.
Number 39. What is the talk mainly about? Number 40. What does the speaker imply about attitudes toward food in the United States? Number 41. Why does the speaker suggest using grains in salads? Number 42. What special quality does jasmine rice have?